You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, there seems to be an uptick in content of women living in cars. Or, as they like to call it, car life / van life, or as I'm going to call it, new term, gentlemen, mobile homelessness. Yeah. Now, of course, whenever this topic comes up, they always have to put out the quote unquote good looking women to make it seem like it's a viable choice for young women. Oh, you're so free. Oh, you're so empowered. However, we all know this, gentlemen. There is a huge difference between women living in cars and men living in cars. Because the men know no one's coming to save them. No one's coming to donate. No one's going to join their Patreon or anything like that. The men know, hey, I got to go through it and I got to get it out of the mud. Women, on the other hand, they know, oh, all I got to do is make myself more appealing on the eyes. Oh, to hell with it. I got to make myself look more sexy. That way I can get more engagement. Now, in the past, there have been a couple of women who put out the whole van life, you know, trope. They made a lot of money. But then it was found out that those women were actually not homeless. Yeah. They were just simply grifting to get men to donate to them. And let's be honest, it is primarily men who they target. Oh, look at me. I'm stealth camping, but I got to make sure I got to wear booty shorts. Oh, look at me. I'm doing van life, but I got to make sure I wear the tightest clothes possible. Yeah, gentlemen. You know it's a grift. However, if you want to look at the reality of these women living in cars, let's just make this crystal clear. The uglier the woman, the more believable she is. That's just the way it is. Yeah. Some hot little 20-something-year-old that's saying, oh, I'm homeless. Yeah, you're more apt to say, yeah, no. You can always go get yourself a man. But once again, I'm strong and independent and don't need no man. Blah, 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 blah. But, as an overview, yes, there are more women, particularly older women, who are increasingly living in cars due to the affordable housing crisis. Now, I've always thought like this. Is it really affordable housing? Or is it that these women refuse to do the simplest damn thing when things start to actually increase in price? Move. Yeah. Move. Go somewhere less expensive. Now, of course, with demographics shifting to include more employed individuals and families with children, those experiencing homelessness for reasons like job loss rather than chronic issues highlight a growing hidden homelessness crisis. Yeah. Ironically, who's the most affected by the changes in the environment? Well, first off, older women. Yeah, women over 55 are the fastest growing group experiencing homelessness, often due to caring for others and facing housing instability later in life. Now, when it comes to a lot of these older women, what might be the deciding factor? Whether or not these women were divorced and they did get the house from their ex-husband. And what happened? The bank eventually came and took that house. Mm-hmm. They couldn't keep up with the maintenance. They couldn't keep up with the property taxes. So bam, the bank ended up saying, okay, now I'm going to take this house and force you out of it. Just saying. Middle-aged women. Many employed women aged 40 and over are finding themselves becoming more homeless. Why? Once again, events like divorce. Yeah, unexpected events like divorce. Yeah, right. Women file for divorce. So yeah, they didn't think further down the line. Yeah. But once again, gentlemen, you know this. They say, oh, we got the cash and prizes up front. But then in the long term, when the lawyers and the bank say, hey, your bills are coming due, then that's the trap for older women, older divorced women, I should say. Now, of course, once again, it's all about, you know, the cost of living going up, rent going up, and everything going up. Now, let's go ahead and take a little bit of a side, you know, tour for a minute. There's a question that I have to ask. I haven't heard anybody ask this question, so I might be the first. If you take a step back, would you find it hard to believe that the system around the world, because people around the world are complaining about how everything is becoming more expensive, but do you think that the world decided we're going to up the price of everything as somewhat of an attempt to try to get men and women to unite against a common enemy, that being the rising cost of everything? Do you think it's possible that the system said, hey, we need more slaves for the system, but unfortunately, men and women are not getting together and producing slaves for the system. So if we hike everything up, if we make things more expensive, would it force men and women to get back together? If that was the plan, then it's failed spectacularly. Oh, no, no, no. Uh-uh. Nope, nope, nope. See, Chris Rock said it the best. Women do not go backwards financially. They don't. Every woman believes that they have their version of Christian Grey that's going to come in. He's going to be a billionaire. He's going to be a 1% man. He's going to choose her out of all the options available. He's going to choose her. He's going to pay off all of her debt, put her into a mansion, have her do nothing. Essentially retire her. He's going to go out, continue to make billions, and spend it all on making her life comfortable. Yeah, talk about mass delusion. Talk about the Disney princess syndrome on steroids. But yeah. That might have been a plan. But unfortunately, like I said, it was a spectacular failure. Because men, by and large, men have walked away. Men have said, nope. Until the laws change, men are not playing. Men are no longer playing a rigged game. Every week, there's another video coming out of China about how their SIP economy has absolutely collapsed. It is done. Chinese women are done. To the point now that even quote unquote beautiful women in China are considered a red flag. Yeah. That among banning beauty filters. Oh man, it's absolutely crazy what's going on in China. But ironically, yes, the reason why the beautiful woman is considered a red flag is because of the cost of her upkeep. And men are saying, nope, nope, nope. And yes, there are a lot of Chinese women who are on the streets as well. This is happening all over the world. But let's go ahead and come back to America and the women over here. Yes, yes, a lot of women are now moving into their cars. They're becoming mobile homeless. And guess what? The thought process of a lot of these women, once again, the rot has set in. I would rather pay 100% than to go 50-50. You know what? Cool. Cool. Do that. Be that way. But now you have more women actually moving into hotels. Yeah. Yeah. Women and children. Once again, the black woman is made the face of this. Once again, there you go. Black women and children are moving into hotels. Why? I would strongly surmise that with the loss of a lot of Section 8, yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so unfair. No, you made living on Section 8 a life choice. However, that lifeline has been cut. Something else. A lot of women are being fired. They're being laid off. Once again, all over social media, you have videos of women talking about, oh, I just got laid off. Do you think that right there is also some sort of government-sponsored correction event? Just asking. Just asking. But yeah, people are talking about, oh my God, it is so terrible. However, as we all know, the male homelessness epidemic, nobody's saying a damn thing about it. And that's another reason why a lot of men simply no longer care. We don't. We simply don't. Oh yeah, ladies, yeah. The environment, once again, is rapidly changing. You just refuse to adapt to it. Now, of course, you have a lot of people that say, well, women are the ultimate survivors. I got to push back on that. Women are not the ultimate survivors. No matter how bad things get for women, they have to find a way to get with a man. That is not a survivor. That is a parasite. Plain and simple. But all in all, yeah, more women are making more videos talking about they're moving into their cars. And of course, once again, gentlemen, the safety? You think these women are really safe out here? Or the better question is, should you really care? Personally, I ask the question once again, how is it that women have become so insufferable in a society that basically bends over backwards for them to the point that they become homeless? They become destitute. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, as we all know, pride comes before the fall. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Watch some of these videos. Let me know what you guys think. And to all you women out there who think that, oh, I'm going to be mobile homeless, that's going to be a flex, I'm so free. Yeah, okay, cool. When shit really starts to go off the edges, all right, we'll see how you like that quote-unquote free life then. Because believe you me, there are going to be men out there who are going to become predators. So, hope you took that into account. It is what it is. So, you better understand this, ladies. You better understand this crystal clear. Once you've become homeless, all the power that you thought you had goes out. Feminism also goes out right along with it. Because, yeah, you're going to be in true survival mode. And the idea of not needing a man, that's going to go out the window real quick. Because, yeah, you even see homeless women trying to find and get up under a man. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am